the splendor of a king. Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. Oh, my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. Oh, my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. Oh, my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning and rolls of thunder, blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you, Jesus. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. We're filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Oh, we're filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. every tongue confess that you are Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Oh, with all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. Oh, God, we believe. We know that hope is never lost. For there is still an empty grave. God, we believe no matter what. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. God, we believe. You are the way where there seems to be no way. We trust in you, God, you have the final say. God, we believe when there seems to be no way. We trust in you, God, you have the final say. You are the way where there seems to be no way. We trust in you, God, you have the final say. You are the way where there seems to be no way. We trust in you, God, you have the final say. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. God, we believe for it. God, we believe for it. God, we believe for it.
Father, we thank you that you are the God of the impossible, that you take that mountain and you throw it into the sea. You make a way where there seems to be no way. You make the crooked places straight. You make the desert like a river. You bring dry bones to life. Father, you are in the business of doing miracles and showing your glory to those who believe. And we pray you would increase our faith today, that we would see you for who you truly are, for how powerful, how good, and how loving you are towards us. Open our hearts, open our minds, that we might see you as you are.
Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it.
God, we believe for it. Amen. Thank you, Kelly. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. I've never heard that song before, so I don't know if anybody else has, but I never have, and I liked it. Just a reminder that God can do anything. There's nothing too difficult for him. Amen. Well, Pastor Dave is not here. He is not feeling well. Carol is not feeling good. And so this morning has been really one of those we're making things up as we go along. So I was communicating with him last night, and he's telling me what's going on, and I'm thinking, well, okay, what's going to happen tomorrow morning? So after some lengthy back and forth with him, it was decided that I would share this morning. course, I wasn't planning on sharing this morning. So I was thinking, so after I said I would do it, and I'm thinking, oh man, oh man. And the verse came to my mind, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So guess what I'm preaching on this morning? Giving thanks. You know, I have been around people in recovery, AA particularly, for many, many years. And they challenge me. People who are in recovery, I'm not talking about the guy who showed up for his first AA meeting, but people who have been in it and they've been getting some victory. I'm just amazed at the things they give thanks for. Like they give thanks for little things. Am I right, Carl? Just like very little things that we often don't even think about, but they're giving thanks for it. I've also been in quite a number of churches that I would maybe say they are on the wrong side of the tracks. You know, they're not beautiful buildings, and the people don't have a lot of money, and all that. But if they have a chance, they're standing up and they're thanking God. They'll say things like, you know, I thank God because this morning I got up and I had two pair of pants, not just one. I'm serious. They that level of just thanking God for the basic little things in life. So often I think that we look for the big things, and we need to thank God for the big things, but there's so many things in our lives that we just take for granted. Like a pastor showing up on Sunday morning. How many of you thank God for Pastor Dave on a regular basis? So it just seems to me that, and this is just my observation, there's not a clinical study or anything like that. It just seems to me that the people who have the least are the most thankful. It just seems that way. My information is just what I've observed, but I would go to AA meetings not because I was in recovery, but because I was hosting the recovery meeting at my churches. I would go and I would listen, and I would think, Lord, I'd like to be more like without the issues of addiction, and so I don't want that part of it, but I'd like to have the heart to be able to just see God in little things. Not just go through life taking for granted. I turned my key on and my car started. Oh, so what? Car always starts. Till it doesn't, right? Then it's like, whoa, what do I do? Or turning on a light switch and the lights go on. Judy and I have lived in places where you turn on light switches and there was no lights, or there was no light switches. You know, so we take things for granted in our lives. I think a lot of us do this. I know I do. Sometimes I just come up here on this hill and I look around and I just give thanks for where I live, in the beautiful, beautiful place anyhow, being thankful. In Psalm 34, I got up early this morning and I put together this beautiful PowerPoint. Everything's new today. This is new. Everything's new. So guess what? My PowerPoint doesn't work. I have it on a thumb drive sitting right here, but it doesn't work. So unfortunately, I can't blast everything up there the way I wanted to. I would have been very thankful if I could have. So you're just going to have to follow along with me the best you can. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Now, some of you have been around for a while. You remember we used to sing that. Right? I will bless the Lord at all times. We used to sing that. And that's how I memorized this verse, from singing it. But as we are in this series, Pastor Dave has launched it. Last week we had Dick Grout was here. If you weren't here for that, you need to listen to what he had to say. It was a great message on seeing and seeing God and responding to Him in worship. But I thought this would be a good thing to put in here for worship, that we would come thankful. Just thankful. I will bless the Lord at all times. Anybody here have that testimony? This is more of a determination, I think, than a testimony. You know, like, well, I'm going to do it. But I don't bless the Lord at all times. I wish I did. I wanna. After today, I hope I do. But I can't say that's been my life. I get pretty cranky. I was going to ask Judy for an amen on that, but she's left to do something else. She didn't want to hear me preach today. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Being consistently thankful has nothing to do with our circumstances. Not a thing. It's based upon a decision that we make. I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to do it. And, you know, how do you feel when, and then God is not subject to feelings, but He has feelings. That's where we got them from Him. And how many of you, when you do something, do you give a gift to somebody and they take it and they don't say thank you? I mean, it's like, well, yeah, I was going to give it to you. I didn't give it to you to get thanks, but boy, it would have been nice if you would have said thanks. They would have. Or am I the only one who does this? You're in traffic and guy wants to come over and you let him over and he comes over and he doesn't acknowledge you let him in. And you think, well, see if I do that again. No more breaks in traffic. There's a reaction when we do things for people and it seems to go unnoticed or unappreciated. God does not need our appreciation. He doesn't need our affirmation to know who He is. But it doesn't mean He doesn't want us to be thankful for the things He's given to us. God wants us to express our thankfulness. And there's a lot of admonitions to be thankful in the Bible. And this is an area, I believe that because so much depends on that attitude in our heart of just thankfulness for what God has given to us. That's an area that the enemy wants to attack constantly. In Judges, chapter 15, verse 9, it has this little phrase. It has this little thing. Now the Philistines were the mortal enemies of the Jews. They were fought each other for hundreds of years. Now the Philistines went up and encamped in Judah. Now, you know, you all know what Judah, if you're going to have Judah and put it in English, you know what it is, right? It's praise. So when the enemy came and encamped in praise, the enemy wants to capture our thankfulness. If you say to somebody, praise the Lord, and they say, for what? You know, the enemy has encamped in their praise. The enemy wants to dominate our speech and our attitudes and to a point where we can't think of anything to be thankful for. And there are people who really have no idea how God has blessed them because the enemy has encamped in their praise. Being thankful is important for many reasons. Let me list a few of them. And at the end, I just want to tell you where we're going to go at the end of this thing, just so you can all be thinking. Don't let your mind drift off and anything, but I just want you to be thinking. So at the end, I've asked Kelly, going to throw one more curveball at her. She's going to come up and play something on the piano to help us in our area of thankfulness. While she's doing that, I'm going to ask everybody to think of something in their brain, something that they're thankful for. It could be, I'm thankful for my wife. Thankful for my grandkids. Thankful for my car. I'm thankful for healing. I'm thankful for this church. Whatever it is, just not a testimony, but just one thing to be thankful for. And then while she's praying, while she's playing, and we're thinking, then she's going to back off a little bit, and we are all going to start to shout out that one phrase or one thing. Just all over the place. We're just going to give a chorus of thanksgiving to God before we leave this place today. And I hope everyone will say something. You're not required to say anything, but I'd be very thankful if you would. Thankfulness gives us entrance into God's presence. I guess God doesn't want grumps around. Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. So we're to enter his gates, we're to come into his presence. Now, I realize God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I understand that. And I understand that he is always with us. I understand that. When I'm speaking about the presence of God, I'm speaking about coming into that place where we're touching God in a special way and he's touching us. So just so we don't have any theological issues on this. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, not with complaining. We're to be thankful, to bless his name. Why? Because he is good. That's what it says here. For the Lord is good. He's just good. And, you know, it's a cliche running around. You say God is good all the time. I don't particularly like that myself, but it is true. He really is good. And he's merciful. He's merciful. He is everlasting. Now, there's something to be thankful for because his truth endures. So thankfulness gives us entrance to God's presence. Conversely, unthankfulness can lead us into areas of deception and separation. I just want to make mention of this. This would be a message all in itself, which I don't have time or inclination to even try to do this morning. But just to make note of it, in Romans 1:21, it says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. They became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. When we turn away from being thankful to God, we're really opening ourselves up to other things. They didn't glorify him. They weren't thankful. They became futile in their thoughts. So much depends on what occupies up here. Thankfulness causes us to remember God's goodness. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. You know, when we start thanking the Lord, it's interesting what happens. Just start thanking the Lord, other things start coming to mind to be thankful for. It's like it begins to happen. So something begins to happen within us. It begins to awaken in us. And we begin to remember things that maybe we haven't even thought about for a while. Forget not all of his benefits. Is there anyone here can say that they haven't benefited from the Lord? If we have, we have something to praise God for. Psalm 107:22, let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Declaring his works. I can honestly say in my life, not everything has gone the way I've wanted it to go. That's really kind of an everyday occurrence. You know, if I ruled the world, you know, everything would go great for me every day. It doesn't. Some days are better than others, but there's always something. But in all of that, we're giving a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Realizing that even if something has not gone the way I really wanted it to, the way I wanted it to, notice the focus on that, the way I wanted it to, it doesn't mean it didn't go the way he wanted it to. And he's doing things that I don't even know about. But we're the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Sometimes we just need to praise God because. Another thing. Thankfulness brings assurance of faith. Why? Because we remember what he's done. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Let me read that again. As you therefore have received Christ the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Receiving Christ Jesus and abounding in thanksgiving. And then verses, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 in the same book, Colossians, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, in which you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So much assurance comes as we just begin. When we begin to thank God, we begin to focus on what he's done. What he's done. Lord, thank you for saving me. And you think, well, what did he save me from? Well, he saved me from this and he saved me from that. Thank you for the life you've given me. Thank you for the family you put me in. As we begin to thank God for these things, we begin to generate recollections of things that he has done, which brings us assurance for the things that he wants to do in our lives. Thankfulness is supposed to be ongoing. It's not seasonal or sporadic. It's a way of life. Hebrews 13:15, it says, the writer says, Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Let us continually offer. There are times that we want to praise God because he just did something really, really great. And there are times we need to thank God even though we might not understand what just happened. That's the sacrifice of praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise. Most churches, I can't get away with that, but in this church, we know. Unto the house of the Lord. Giving thanks to his name. Things don't always go the way we planned. That's where the sacrifice comes in. But we can be thankful in faith that even when we don't understand what's going on, we acknowledge that God, he's got us. He's got us. You know, we're not like these ducks in a shooting gallery that the enemy can just pick off. He's got us. He's working out something in our lives. And sometimes the way to get there takes us through uncharted territory. We really don't know. But in all of that, we're to give the sacrifice of praise. This actually is truth. There was a book people read years ago. I'm going back a long time now, but some of you remember this book. It was Prison to Praise. Anyone remember that book? And a guy, okay, a couple, you are up there. So anyhow, it was a very popular book, and it was basically this guy who was in prison. It's just a testimonial kind of book, but he was talking about how praising the Lord just really made things happen in his life. Anyhow, so this woman, she read it and she really got a hold of this thing, and she was praising God for everything, you know, just whatever happened, she'd praise God for. Springtime came along, and all of a sudden he had ants in the house. And she's walking around, and she's, praise God, hallelujah, and she's praising the Lord, and every ant she stepped on, she praised the Lord. Her husband, who's not a believer, is looking at her like, are you crazy? The more she did that, the more something happened in her husband, and some, like a light went off in him, and he said, how can you praise the Lord for that? And she just, I don't know what all she said. Just something about Jesus has got everything covered. Whatever she said to him, it was very effective. He gave his life to the Lord right there on the spot. Stomping on ants and praising the Lord. True story. Giving thanks to his name. In Ephesians 5, 19 and 20, it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always in all things. That's hard. Let's just get real. Giving thanks always for all things to the God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I can't go on with this message for, it's going to be a short message, evidently, but I can't go on with it forever, but wherever I stop, I'm only scratching the surface of verses that tell us to be thankful. If I were to go through all the verses, I mean, we'd be here till next Sunday. Speaking to one another, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Sounds kind of happy, doesn't it? In your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God. Wow. What a challenge. What a challenge. Sometimes I think we read verses in the Bible and we think, well, that's a really nice verse. That'd make a nice chorus. That'd make a good song out of that. But there's a message in these verses that they're written there to give us a message, not to give us a song. Okay. Thanksgiving is expected by God. When God created the sun, he expected it to shine. And even above those clouds, it's shining. He expects fish to swim, dogs to bark. It's normal. It's natural. It's part of what he created them to do. And he created man to be thankful for his goodness. In Luke 17, there's a story of these lepers that came to Jesus. Now, leprosy is a horrible, horrible disease. If you've ever seen it, it's like really nasty. And your body basically rots. And parts of your body falls off. Ear could fall off or whatever. I mean, it's a nasty, nasty disease. And in you know, there's clinics. There is still leprosy, by the way. It's not gone from the earth. It's gone from the United States, but it's not gone from other places. They're still around. But they got places where people go. But back in Jesus' time, they were just outcasts. And they couldn't mingle with people. It's contagious, so nobody wanted to be near them. And it was like a COVID scare on steroids. You know, nobody wanted to get near anybody. And so these 10 lepers came up to Jesus, and they wanted to be healed. And so Jesus told them, "Go ahead." And as they went, they were healed. And nine of them. Nine of the 10 that were healed just went on their way, but one of them, who happened to be a Samaritan, he came back. And let's read about that. Luke 17, 15 to 19, it says, the narrative says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God." The guy was screaming, "I'm healed. Praise God." I mean, the guy got a ticket back into life. He was excited. It wasn't like, "Oh, well, praise God. Look at that. Oh, well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah." And it says, he returned with a loud voice and glorified God. And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you. What would you say? What would you say? All of a sudden, the leprosy is stopped. And there you are before the one who healed you. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, and he was a Samaritan. There's a significance to that I won't go into right now, but it was actually to shame his listeners, but we'll go forward from there. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Very interesting thing. And then it goes on to say, "And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." I've struggled with this a little bit because it says that he healed them already. But now it says he's made well. And here's what I believe it means. I believe that the leprosy was stopped in all 10. But when that Samaritan came back, he was restored. The parts that had rotted and fallen off now were restored. Maybe the other ones just carried the ravages of leprosy through their life. But this guy, because he was thankful, got an extra dose of the grace of God in his life. If we think that God doesn't notice ingratitude, we would be wrong. And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." What has God healed you of? What has he delivered you of? I used to sing, okay? I was had this group, it was called Shiloh. We're talking a long time ago. We'd go and we'd do churches and all that stuff. We had one gal in the band, and her name was Ann. And she used to sing this song. I don't know where she got it, but the song was, "I am eternally grateful to you, Jesus." It's the sweetest song in the world. And when she would sing that, we'd just step back, and maybe an acoustic guitar would back her up, but she would basically just be her singing it. And from her heart, she just would sing that, "I'm eternally grateful to you, Jesus, for your love and for your life." It wasn't just a song. Like, she was like this, so grateful. I think part of our problem, if we have a problem, I guess I shouldn't assume anybody but me has them, but part of our problem, if we have them, is that we're so far away from our salvation that we forget to be thankful for it. We've been saved so long, we don't even think about being unsaved. I can verify to you that many of us would not be alive physically today if God didn't intervene back then. And that's the truth. Thankfulness brings us peace. And this is a good one. Are you wondering how long this list is? I'm almost to the end of it. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. I love these verses. These are key verses for life. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." Sometimes we can make our requests known to God, but it's not really with thanksgiving. Be anxious for nothing. So if we're told in everything, anything that brings you anxiety, you to, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And peace that passes understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Some of us need that. I mean, right in this room right now, some of us need that. It's way too much anxiety in our lives. Way too much. And he doesn't want us to live like that. But a key to getting away from it is thanksgiving. And finally, thankfulness is God's will for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Sometimes we pray, "Lord, what is your will for my life?" Be thankful. It's not the entirety of his will, but it's his will. He wants us to be thankful. So we see that thankfulness gives us entrance to God's presence. Kelly, would you come, please? If your hands are free. She's got her hands full. Thankfulness gives us entrance to God's presence. Unthankfulness leads us to deception. Thankfulness causes us to remember God's goodness. Thankfulness brings us assurance of faith. Thankfulness is to be ongoing. Thankfulness is expected by God. Thankfulness brings us peace. And thankfulness is God's will for us. Not very deep, is it? Try living it. So, Kelly, you got something?
I do.
Okay, while she's doing this, just think. You don't have to think of a bunch of things. Just think of something. Something. Something in your life. Something. Don't make anything up. Make it real. Something that God has given, has provided, has done, a relationship, a situation, a miracle, or just a little tiny thing, a word brought into your heart. Just think of, how can I just capture that in a word? And then we're going to sing this, and you're going to think about that. And then she's going to keep on playing, because that helps us along a little bit. Maybe you don't feel comfortable shouting it out, but I hope some of you do. But even if all you can do is audibly to yourself and to God say, thank you for that. I think that'd be awesome. God expects thanksgiving. Kelly, help us out here.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. In every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. In every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God? Are we the 9 or are we the 1? So the music's going. Nobody's going to be embarrassed. We're saying this to God. But you can shout it out. You can do whatever you want to do. But vocalize right now something that you are thankful for and give it to God right now. Just go ahead and do it. Don't wait for anybody else to do it. Don't wait for an okay. Just let it go. Let it rip. As loud as you want. Thank you, Lord. 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 If you think of another one, feel free. You don't have to stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name.
Father, we are thankful to you this morning for giving us Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice on the cross to save us. Lord, thank you for this church that we call our home. Thank you for our pastor and his wife, Lord, and thank you for the healing you're releasing into their bodies right now. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for liberty to worship you, and we pray, Lord, that you would rise up in our nation in this day, Lord, that all the people would praise you. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would rise up in the nation of Israel these days, and Lord, that there would be a thunderous shout of praise, Lord, as you undertake for the state of Israel and all that they're facing in these days. And we lift them up to you. Father, we pray that this day, as we walk from this place, Lord, that we would be keenly aware of your goodness to us, and we would be quick to say thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us. And we give you thanks for that. Thank you for Kelly this morning, who stepped in and did a great job. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, as we go, we just pray that we go with your presence with us, with your blessing on us, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anyone who needs prayer, of course, you are welcome to come and you will be prayed for. And God bless you as you go, rejoicing as you go. Amen. Amen.